Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, welcome on this fourth Sunday of Lent at God's Word Life Source Ministries on godsword.eprn.us. Today's podcast will consist of four scripture readings, all of which will be read from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. There will be two readings in each part of the podcast. The first reading comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. The second reading will be taken from Psalms 107, verses 1 through 13 and 17 through 22. Hear the word of the Lord. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Eden, but the people came impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those who redeem from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert waste, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, for he satisfies the thirst, and the hungry he fills with good things. Some sat in the darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery, in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Their hearts were bowed down with hard labor. They fell down with no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. Picking up at verse 17 through 22. Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities, endured affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, and delivered them from destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. Let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell of his deeds with songs of joy. The word of the Lord. Now let us listen to a song entitled, Lift Up the Suffering Symbol by Mike Cord. Amen.
Of Moses and of God, and longed to live the life of slavery once again. So they muttered and they grumbled and they whimpered and they whined, with each faithless word sank deeper into sin. He took the pen of pain once more to write upon their hearts a lesson they had been so slow. Symbol and place it high upon a pole. Tell the children to look up and be made whole. So Moses made a metal snake and nailed it to a pole and sent out the saving word so they would know that the symbol of their suffering was now the focus of their faith, and with a faithful glance, the healing power would flow. In time, the brazen serpent became an idol in the land, and they left the living God to worship clay. When they forgot their suffering, soon true faith had disappeared. So some idolize a brazen cross today. Lift up the suffering symbol, place it high upon a pole. Tell the children to look up and be made whole. Lift up the suffering symbol and place it high upon a pole. Tell the children to look up and be made whole. Sit high upon a pole. children to look up and be made whole.
In this part of the podcast, the scripture readings will be taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and John chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, respectively. Hear now the word of the Lord. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in our way of life, prepared beforehand to be our way of life. And now from John's Gospel. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do not what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you. We worship you, for you are worthy to be worshiped and to be praised. We are thankful for everyone who thought it not robbery to tune in today to hear the word, to meditate on your word, so that we might believe in your Son and not be condemned, but have everlasting life. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our closing song is entitled, The Song Everlasting. Amen.
Friends, I am pleased to present my new cantata for spring entitled The Song Everlasting. The music of this work is founded entirely upon American hymnody and folk songs. This unique approach tells the life of Christ in three suites of anthems: ministry, humility, and victory. These individual suites can be performed separately during Lent, Holy Week, and Eastertide respectively, or as one complete presentation. Optional hymns are also provided for congregational participation. Brilliant orchestrations by the incomparable Brant Adams capture the many emotions of the music. A full line of companion products are available to support and encourage your presentation. Here are some excerpts from The Song Everlasting.
Let us see. It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.